Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. We're starting a new series based entirely on intelligent data capture. Here to kick off the conversation is Keymark's very own Clay Tootin, Chief Marketing Officer, and John Harrison, Chief Sales Officer. Now without further ado, let's jump in and explore everything you need to know about intelligent data capture.
Welcome everybody to our Intelligent Data Capture Roundtable series. My name is Clay Tootin. I am the Chief Marketing Officer here at Keymark, and today I'm joined by John Harrison, our Chief Sales Officer. Thanks for joining me, man. Yep,
thanks for having me.
So John and I are going to do a roundtable series where we sit down with a number of people from our organization. These are folks that have been experts in this field since the beginning of capture. I'm really excited about that. And for those of you who don't know Keymark has been around for over 25 years, intelligent automation space, and have specialized in capture. And you'll hear in this series, we'll talk about some of the things we did early on. But the reason we're here and we're having this whole series is data capture has undergone a huge transformation. We've got a new wave of AI-powered capture, and that's why we think it's so important for us to sit down and go through a whole series on the future of capture. We'll be covering that, also kind of starting at the beginning and get the history of capture. We want you to understand what IDP is, so intelligent document processing. Is that the same as intelligent data capture? Is it bigger? What is it? Well, we go through a lot of that kind of stuff. Talk about the benefits that you'll find. We'll go through a number of specific use cases that you can kind of see how it's working even now. And then ultimately, we want you to be able to see how is this going to translate into your organization and make you a better organization? So with that, let's get started. John, I want to kick it over to you and just ask you to talk through what is the importance of intelligent data capture in the current landscape, business landscape? Why now? Why is it so important?
Well, Clay, great question. One of the things I would say is that capture's always been important. The thing that is different now is the pace of business and the use of new technologies and what organizations are looking for, being able to keep up with that with the capture technology. So we're talking to a number of our customers, and we go in, and even customers that have not invested a lot in technology over the past 10 to 15 years look at this AI craze or the excitement around AI, and that's where they want to go. And one of the things that we're doing with our customers saying, hey, let's take a step back and make sure that we're prepared to go down the path of AI so that you meet your expectations or exceed expectations and that you're able to really get what you're looking for. And I would equate it to, my favorite analogy to use is if you are looking to do a marathon, but you've never run more than a mile, you're not going to go out next week and go run a marathon. You're probably going to hurt yourself. It's not going to be a successful venture. But if you put a plan together that helps get you in the shape you need to be to go successfully do a marathon, it will work out. The same thing applies to what people are doing in the business world with AI. We need to help customers capture information, accurately get it into the systems they're using, whatever those systems may be, or a data warehouse. There's a number of different ways to access that data with the new AI technologies that are out there, so that when you do that, you're going to get an accurate answer. You're going to have accurate, up-to-date data, so you're keeping up with the speed of this technology, and you're able to make really good business decisions moving forward.
Yeah, and you talk about that speed where, any data, everything's driven by data. All organizations are driven by content. And we talk about being in enterprise content management. We do a lot in that workflow, case management, all these different types of managing of your content. You've got to get that in somehow. And that's what we mean when we say capture. We've got to capture that data. We've got to bring it in. Sometimes that's on physical documents, paper documents. Sometimes that's in digital format, PDFs, TIFFs. PDFs are probably one of the most common, obviously, right now, even just straight up emails. So whether they come in through an email or whether they come in through a back mailroom, we've got to get that data in. One of the issues with capture up to this point has been the training element, right? You've got to train the capture to bring in the data. Now with AI, you talk about speed. AI is bringing that down into a fraction of the time, right? Talk about what are the benefits of that speed beyond just, okay, I'm getting it faster, but what does that mean? How does that help?
That's another good point, Clay. What was happening, you know, if we go back a few years with capture, is everything the capture technology was doing was based on a human element or a human in the loop, where you're telling the system, this is the way we want to capture data, this is the way we want to classify it and utilize it, and this is where it's going to go if we're reporting on that data or sharing it in some way, shape, or form. Now, there are AI components within that technology where the system is learning as it goes. So think of, instead of starting at ground zero, you might be starting at 80% of the way there. And so all you've got to do is correct a couple of things based on what the system gives you, or the system corrects itself and eventually gets to that 100% accuracy. And that can happen in a very short period of time, which is what we need with the pace of change in business today.
Yeah, and there's this, you know, I think a misunderstanding when people hear AI, they think of generative AI, the chat GPTs, or, you know, think of the deep fakes, right, that are out there, and just kind of the nutty stuff that's going on with AI. But this is not necessarily the AI that we're talking about. Now, AI is built on large language models, and within capture, they're building language models within this whole technology. So that's still there. But when people just say, well, I need to get me some of that AI, like what we steer them away from this, that kind of just getting AI for the sake of AI. What is so important about this, and why is it now? Why is it important to kind of shift your focus away from just thinking about a ChatGPT solution to a true capture driven by AI solution?
Well, I think there's a good reason why most people gravitate to that, to the generative AI, like a ChatGPT, because it's out there for everybody. And it is kind of how AI was announced onto the scene, even though it's been around for a while. But there are a number of different types of AI that people have been using for years. If we think back to when Facebook would suggest who somebody was by the facial recognition capability, that's an example of AI where it was set up to provide you that information without any human interaction. So there's so many examples of us using AI every day. Every time we communicate with Alexa or Siri, we're using some type of AI. When we're using Waze on the road and it's telling us the best way to go somewhere based on traffic patterns, that's another example. So there's so many different ways that we see it every day, and people don't really think about how big of an impact AI is to in our lives every day. One of the things I did before the first speech I had to do on AI was I wrote down every time over a day period that I interacted with some type of AI. And the first time I did that, it was 7 different times during the day. And they were things that I never even thought about before, like Alexa and other things like that. So if we think about all the different types of AI that there are so many ways that it can impact your business in a positive way and really help you get to that point of it providing you with that 80%, 90% correct decision, so that you take that as kind of advice and then you decide what you're going to do instead of starting from scratch. And what we can do with Capture is have a system that takes data in, learns from taking that data in, and does some things that we used to have to do with a human in the past. And it can make our ability to act on data quicker and actually facilitate getting accurate data into the system, not only better, but far faster than we used to be able to do that.
So this is not your mom's capture, is what we're saying.
Not your mom's capture. No, that's a good way to put
it. Maybe we should rename the series Not Your Mom's Capture. So as I mentioned earlier, John and I are going to be sitting down with several different folks, and I'll be sitting down next episode with our CEO, Jim Warner, as well as our COO, Cameron Boland. They've been in the space for a long time. I'm excited to sit down with them and discuss kind of what Capture is, give you an overview, kind of how we got to where we are. So with that, we'll sign off. Thanks, John, for joining me, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for joining us today on the Orange Chair Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Keymark, Inc., experts in automation software for over a quarter of a century. Join us next Wednesday for the latest installment of our series on intelligent data capture. You can also find us on Instagram at the Orange Chair Podcast. For more information, please visit our website at keymarkinc.com. Until next time.